This program has been made possible by the faith partners of Word of Faith Ministries.
Word of Faith Ministries presents
from the capital of the Word of Faith in Southern Arizona in Douglas, a program of practical biblical instruction and unique in its kind.
Its program, the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me once again for this teaching. We are in the subject of It Is Written. I was sharing with you how the Lord was ministering to my heart and asking me how I thought His children answered in the midst of adversities or situations, hard situations or problems. Well, He told me, it is written in the Bible. We have to go to the Bible. We have to go to Him. We have to always fix our eyes on what the Word says. So I was sharing with you guys on Matthew, the story where the Lord was in the wilderness, how He was tempted. He was there for 40 days and 40 nights, and He was tempted by the devil. Well, one of the things that I want to go back just really quickly and notice how in verse 2, because we previously we read from verse 1 all the way to 11. So, but in this particular instance, I want us to look at something specifically in verse 2. It says, and when He had fasted 40 days and 40 nights afterward, He was hungry. He was hungry. So the devil comes to Him, and this is in Matthew chapter 4, in verse 2. And when He had fasted, once again, 40 days and 40 nights afterward, He was hungry. The Lord got hungry. Well, the devil said, now in verse 3 it says, now when the tempter came to Him, and this is talking about the devil, this is the enemy, he's the tempter. He said, if You are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. See, he knew that Jesus was hungry. And last time I was sharing with you how the devil is going to come against us in the area where we are most vulnerable or we are weak, and the area where we have to strengthen ourselves in the Lord. Well, in this particular instance, Jesus was hungry. So the devil knew He was hungry, so he came and tempted Him with food, in other words. Well, I was sharing with you guys how attacks come to us, temptations come to us in different forms. I was talking about how it can come in the form of maybe somebody outside your home, outside your marriage, wanting to give you or pretending to give you the attention that you think you're lacking at home. And I'm not saying you're not lacking. What I'm saying is, you have to go to the Lord. We also talked about how we have to draw near to Him, and He will draw near to us. We were looking at that in James chapter 4, verse 8. It says, draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. We have to draw near to Him. And I was saying, we have to take the first step. He is at the throne waiting on us. He's with us. He doesn't leave us or forsake us. However, there's people out there, God's children, who think that the Lord doesn't listen to them, that He's just not paying attention to their lives, and they're just going, you know, the problems and situations, and they're just wreaking havoc in their life. However, that is not the case. We have to go to the Word. I was advising you to go to the Word. Open up the Bible. The Bible has the image of you. God wrote the Bible to tell you who you are in Christ, what you can do in Christ, your position in Christ, and what you possess in Christ. See, we possess an inheritance that gives us the right to come before the throne and say, Father, thank You that You hear my voice. Thank You that You're always with me. I draw near to You and You draw near to Him. Or to me. Now look at what Psalms chapter 112, Psalms 112, verse 7 says. Again, keeping in mind that He is always with us, always. It says, He will not be afraid, and this is talking about us. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. See the key there? There is a key that we must not overlook. It says, His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. We have to have our hearts steadfast trusting in Him. How do we make our hearts to trust in Him? By fixing our eyes on the Lord, by telling Him, You are my strength. You're the strength of my life. And You are the God in whom I trust. Always going back to what it says. See, Jesus knew what to answer because He knew what the scriptures said. And the only way He knew how to respond was because He spent time in the scripture. You remember the time the Bible talks about Mary not finding Him. They didn't know where Jesus was at. Where is He? And they went and found Him in the synagogue and He said, Don't you know I have to be about my Father's business? He had to learn from His Father. He was withdrawing that wisdom from above. You and I have to withdraw wisdom from above by fixing our eyes in the Bible, opening up the Bible, hearing a faith-filled message, not just anything out there. You have to continually feed your spirit with faith-filled messages. Always fixing your eyes on the Lord. Now, this is what the Amplified Bible says in respect to this verse that we were just looking at in Psalms 112, verse 7. This is the Amplified Bible. He will not fear bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting, confidently relying on and believing in the Lord. And you could say, but how can we be confidently relying and believing in God in the midst of all this mess? You know, it's just destroying my life. But that's the key. When you spend time in the Word, when you spend time trusting in God, building your relationship with the Lord, spending time in prayer, spending time in meditating the scriptures, then you will know how to respond. That's why we will be steadfast trusting in the Lord. We will not be afraid or fear any bad news. Bad news are all over the place. I mean, just turn on your TV. It's just all about bad news. You know, and there are no news. They're just bad news. Anyways, so, but the key is we will be confidently relying on and trusting and believing in Him because we will know how to respond to any situation. We will know how to respond because previous to that, we spent time in the Lord. We withdrew that wisdom from above by relying on Him, fixing our eyes on the Word. Trust me, this is the best decision you can make. And yes, it takes determination. It takes discipline to say, okay, you know what? I don't feel like reading the Bible. Every time I'm wanting to read something, I'm starting to fall asleep. Well, guess what? You're going to have to overcome that. And you're the one that's going to take that decision to just go at it and don't let the devil stop you for anything. You are the one that has to stand firm in what you're believing. God is telling us. He says, He will not fear bad news. So you can say this. I fear no bad news. My heart is steadfast, trusting confidently. And I'm relying and believing in the Lord. You have to speak it with your mouth. You have to speak what you're believing. Okay, so the Lord is the Word. So you have to get to know the Lord. And to be able to get to know the Lord, you have to get to know the Word. You will recognize Jesus. He is your God. He is our God, but His image, again, is in the Bible. You have to open up. There is no other way around it. We have to rely on Him through knowing what the Bible says, because that's exactly where our answer is to anything. Those Bible verses that you might know by heart, by memory, they're there. But how do they speak to you? When has it ever happened to you where you're meditating on the Word and you open up the Bible and you're reading a particular verse and it's like it jumps out of the Bible? It becomes alive. That's revelation. And that comes by you spending time in meditating. And then you're like, oh my God, I've read this verse so many times and I had never seen it this way. It's called revelation. And it comes. It's the fruit of you previously spending time with God. And you might say, well, I've spent time with God, and it doesn't seem like that happens to me. Trust me, it'll come. If you continue in His ways, it will come. You will be able to recognize the voice of God within you. But it has to do with us taking the first step to see what the Bible says. And I know it's like I'm just repeating myself, and I'm being very adamant about this. But it's because it's true. You need to go to the Word. That's where our answer to anything is. if it's sickness, if it's disease, if it's just sorrow, you have to go. He is the joy of our life. If you do think, oh, well, my wife is not just paying attention to me, my husband is not paying attention to me, then you go to the Lord. You deal in the Spirit. You deal with this in the Spirit. You go to the Lord and you say, Lord, I believe I receive wisdom from above. Show me how to deal with this situation here. How do I go about it? How do I approach it? I do not want to do it in the flesh. I refuse to do it in my own understanding. I want to do it with your wisdom because I believe you're the God of restoration and I want my marriage to be restored. How can I receive words? Tell me how to speak to my wife. Tell me how to speak to my husband. And trust me, he will tell you. If you're there and you're, remember the Bible says, be still and know that I am God. I think it's Psalms 46, verse 10. I might be wrong, but it says, be still and know that I am God. We have to be still. We have to just be quiet. See, sometimes all we do is just talk and talk and talk and talk, and we're thinking, yes, I'm praying and I'm confessing. I'm making my daily confessions and I'm having my daily communion with the Lord and I'm having just a wonderful time with the Lord, but you're the one speaking. And we're always talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. And then we're like, okay, I believe I receive in the name of Jesus. Amen. And we just go about our business. And the Lord is like, wait a minute. I was going to say something to you. It's like he's saying that because all we say is amen. And here I go. I've got a lot of things to do. Too busy to stay here. No, no. You have to be still and know. Be still. Just be quiet. In fact, you know, faith teachers, they recommend that at least once a day, you just stay quiet and you just receive from the Lord. Just stay quiet. There's so many noises going all over the world here. You know, you go to your job, everybody's talking, everybody's about their own business. You're expected to do something to fulfill your work and finish by the end of the day. You're done by the end of the day. All you want to do is just go home because you're done. You want to go home and rest. That's all you want to do because everything was just so loud throughout the day. You just want to go home and rest. Well, take that time of rest to receive from God, to stay quiet, to read a good book that will minister to you, to listen to a faith-filled message. Do something that will edify you spiritually. Be still and know that I am God is what the Lord is telling us. He's saying, hey, calm down. Hold your horses. Calm down. I'm here with you. I'm here for you, but you need to let me speak. I'm a living being here. I'm wanting to talk to you, but you're just so busy wanting to go about your own business. You don't even take time to listen to me. Be still. He wants to minister to us. He wants to talk to us. And trust me, when you learn to recognize the voice of God within your spirit, you won't go away any day. You won't go a day without hearing his voice. And you will. He will lead you. He will tell you things to come, but you have to take time to be still and know that he is God. He's got everything, a world of blessings he wants to give us. He's got a world of conversations he wants to have with us. But we are just too busy sometimes to listen to him. So when you say, I believe I receive in the name of Jesus, amen, just close your eyes or keep them open, however it makes you feel more comfortable. But just be quiet. Stay there. I don't know, 5-10 minutes. It's not a lot. But it will mean the whole world to you once you start developing that relationship, that monologue, or that dialogue rather. A monologue is just one person speaking, which is what most Christians who did just speak. Because they're thinking they're praying to God. No, they're just talking. When you have a dialogue, it's that now you're waiting for God to answer you. Now what does he have to say? What is his input in everything you just filled out or said? So take the time to listen to God and see what he has to input into your spirit. So to be able to respond according to the word, we must first know what the word says. What does the word say? Our late pastor taught us, my husband and I are just so grateful to have had him in our lives because he was just a great blessing. He's the one that brought us into the faith message and taught us how to believe God, how to do faith-filled confessions and stand firm in what we were believing God and not changing our confession, but be steadfast. And he used to tell us, you cannot exercise your faith on something you do not know. So if you don't know what the Bible says, How can you believe God for it? If you don't know that the Bible says that you are more than a conqueror, then how can you confess and say, I am more than a conqueror? I believe I'm more than a conqueror. How can you say that if you don't know what the Bible says? The Bible says that by His stripes we were healed. How can you exercise your faith? How can you appropriate that blessing for your life if you don't know that it's in the Bible? See how important it is for us to open the Bible and say, oh yeah, this is, it is written, by His stripes I was healed. By His stripes I was healed. Isaiah 54, what is it? Chapter 54, verse 3 and 4. By His stripes we were healed. So you can go and say, Father, I thank you that by the stripes of Jesus I was healed. I believe I received my healing. I believe by faith. I am healed by faith. Because of His stripes I was healed. See, but if you don't know that it's in the Bible, how can you take a hold of it? You won't be able to. So that's what our late pastor used to say. You cannot exercise faith. You cannot release, in other words, you cannot release your faith towards something you do not know it's in the Bible. So for you to be able to take hold of what the Bible says, you have to know what the Bible says first. And for that, well, then we have to open up our Bibles. Amen. And become strong in the Lord. Jesus was able to respond when He was tempted. He was hungry. There was a weakness in His body, yet He knew He was strong spiritually. There was a weakness in His body, yet He was strong spiritually. He knew how to respond to that attack. He knew how to overcome that situation in his life, in that point in time in His life, because He was prepared. Because previously He had just been in the Spirit, receiving from God, feeding on the Spirit. He was spiritually strong. So you see what happens when we're spiritually strong? No matter what comes our way, we'll know how to respond. It is written. It's up to us. We have to come before the throne of God boldly. We can come boldly before the throne of God. And we draw near to Him and He draws near to us. We, notice, we do it. So God will respond to the language, to a language of faith. He doesn't respond to fear or doubt-filled prayer. He responds to the language of faith. That is His language. He is the God of faith. He is the God of the impossible. He calls things that are not as though they already are. So that is faith. See, we call things that are not as though they already exist. So then He will respond to your language of faith. When you start speaking faith-filled words, He will respond to them. And the manifestation will come. It will eventually come, but you have to stand firm. And you won't be afraid of any bad news because you will know how to respond in any situation. What happens when somebody comes and tells you, oh, you know what, you're going to be laid off? You're just steadfast trusting in the Lord. I will not be afraid of bad news because I know my God is the God of restoration. And if they're wanting to lay me off, then I know God has something better for me. I trust my Lord. He is my source, not my job. He is my source. Therefore, I am steadfast, trusting, relying in Him, confidently relying in Him. What if the doctor tells you, you know what, there's a sickness in you. You know what, then you respond, Father, I thank you. I do not receive sickness in my body, but it does hurt. I have the symptoms there. Yeah, but the word is higher than those symptoms. And the word says that by the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. So you say, Father, I thank you. It is written, because of the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. And if I was healed, then I am healed. So I receive my healing by faith. I receive my healing by faith. And then you start praising God, and He will give you the manifestation of that healing, because He's already given it to you through Christ. All you do is just stand in faith, steadfast, believing. See, the key is how we respond when bad news approach us. How do we respond in the midst? And that's what the Lord started this teaching with. How do we respond in the midst of circumstances? How did Jesus respond? He's the best example we have. He responded with the word. So that's what you and I have to do as well. Because we are children of God. We were made in His image. And Jesus paid a high price, a big, big price for you and me to be seated at the right throne with Him. So now we have the same authority. He's giving us authority to overrule the works of the devil. But it's through faith-filled words. We have to speak faith faith-filled words, not doubt, not circumstances, not what you're feeling. We're not going to deny that we're feeling something. Maybe there is a big pain in your body. But see, the word is higher than that pain when you say, I believe I'm healed. The word is medicine unto my body. Then you receive it. And you walk as though you're healed. Stay firm in what the word says. It will come to you. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. And this is in the New King James version. I'm using different versions just because I know that sometimes certain verses are better understood or they're clearer in certain versions. So we'll be using different translations of the Bible. And this one particular is Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. And it says, now the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. Now look at verse 39. But we are not those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. Once again, now the just shall live by faith. You and I are. If you're a child of God, you are considered just. So, therefore, we shall live by faith. And faith is based on the word of God. What does the word say? See, Kenneth Hagin used to say, what does the word say? We must always remember what the word says. What does the word say? If we are to walk by faith, then we are to walk by faith no matter what. Feel it or not. See, we don't walk by our feelings. We walk by faith. So, now the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. See, God is not pleased when we draw back from him. He is the word. So he's not pleased when you and I draw back. That's why we just saw a few minutes ago. Draw near to him and he will draw near to you. He doesn't like it when we draw back because of circumstances, because of problems, because, oh my God, I don't know what to do. This is just too much in my life. What am I supposed to do, you know? You're not going through this. That's why you don't understand me. It has nothing to do with it. Somebody doesn't have to go through somebody's sickness or tragedies to understand the person's life. No, the Bible is true regardless of what you're going through. And I'm not trying to be senseless here and non-understanding. All I'm saying is what the Bible says. The Bible says, now the just shall live by faith. And faith is based on the word of God. What does the word say? So stand firm. Do not let the devil make you draw back. This is your decision. You're the one that is going to decide. Either I stay firm, trusting God, and just relying on him, and believing that he is my source of healing. He is my source of prosperity. He is my source of joy, of happiness. It's up to us. Up to us as children of God. We must live by faith. And this is an everyday thing. We must live by faith. But the best thing is that faith is based on the word of God. That means we don't have to produce faith. It's already in us and it's in the word. So we just have to go to the word so that our faith can be strengthened by the word. Amen. So I'm happy again that you're joining us. We will continue this teaching. It is written. Thank you for being with us today.
We hope you have enjoyed today's teaching brought to you by the Word of Faith Ministries.
Please contact us at 480-458-8618 or visit our website, mpfccc.org.